This, I believe, the innocent should be left alone. An eyewitness statement, a false confession, and vague evidence that all lead to the wrong person. Thousands of people each year are wrongfully convicted. It's safe to say that facts get mixed up. It's even safer to say that something needs to be done. Imagine spending more of your life locked in a cell than out in the world. Imagine missing out on friends and family and events. Imagine knowing you didn't do it. An eye for an eye, right? Well, what if those eyes aren't compatible? What if they don't match up? What if you've got the wrong person?
Unfortunately, it is common for the legal system to convict the wrong person. Before their innocence is proven, they could be sitting in jail for over 18 years. But when their innocence is found, they can be released. You cannot give them back their youth, but you can give them back their freedom. On the other hand, if the wrong convict is sent to death, you cannot give them back their life, ever. To be honest, death row is an inhumane punishment. Why does it exist? With other available options, taking someone's life should be completely out of the picture. America stands for people's rights and freedom. We've spent decades fighting in hopes of one day being able to make a choice, our choice. Ultimately, Americans won that vigorous fight, and now, thanks to the Declaration of Independence, we do have a choice. The death penalty takes away that for people. It puts innocent lives in the hands of other people to determine their fate. What gives other people the right to take one person's life? Likewise, when the criminal could rot in jail, who says death is the harder punishment? If you ask me, death is the easy way out. The maximum amount of suffering throughout the death penalty is 2 hours. How does one compare a minuscule 2 hours of suffering to sitting in jail for a lifetime?
You can't. That's why the death penalty should be abolished altogether. The death penalty has caused more deaths in the last month than Ebola has in its entire existence. And that's saying something. Just like Aiden and Sammy said about the eye for an eye, it produces the wrong message. However, two wrongs don't make a right, right? Killing is wrong, whether it be out of vengeance or as a punishment. The government is coming off hypocritically by supporting the death penalty. It also costs taxpayers a lot more money to kill someone rather than to put someone into jail. Just in a couple of years, we all are going to be paying taxes. It sucks, I know. Just thinking that some of that tax money is going to kill a criminal is terrible. But it could also be killing an innocent convict, which is even worse. Would you rather pay more to kill someone, or pay less to put someone into jail and watch them suffer? To me, it's simple. Pay less, put them in jail for life, watch them suffer. I personally think there should be restrictions to life sentences as well. They should not be able to make calls or have visitors or anything along those lines. The reason they're in jail for life, whether rape or murder, is a valid excuse for them to have restraints. I remember this one time when my brother broke a picture frame and my mom yelled at me for doing it. I told her time after time that it wasn't me, but she still strongly believed that it was. How did I feel? I felt furious. I was mad. I was upset. Not just because I got blamed for something I didn't do, but because my mother wouldn't believe me. We've all had a time in our life when we got accused or even blamed for something that we didn't do, and none of us were happy about it. Now just imagine being put to death for something that you were innocent of. Think about all the people that would miss you and all the people that would mourn over you. That number is bigger than you think. The death penalty is no joke. It is a serious topic that should be thought about more often. It doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal, but by putting yourself in the shoes of an innocent convict, it makes it seem 10 times worse.
With innocent people losing their years of life sitting in a jail cell for a crime they did not commit, being wrongfully convicted, they lose those precious years and precious moments. Even the people on death row are wrongfully convicted and killed for a crime they did not commit. Imagine the pain and sadness of sitting in a jail cell, losing those precious years and precious moments. Even worse, losing the precious life we are given. How many more reasons do people need in order to see that death penalty needs to be abolished?